You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown's plan to address the budget shortfall includes cutting funding to many public services while retaining expensive golf courses that ratepayers are paying for. It also suggests selling public assets like shares in Auckland Airport to help fill a $295 million budget shortfall. First Union, a union representing 30,000 workers in Aotearoa, recently made a budget submission to Auckland Council. They branded Mayor Wayne Brown's submission as insufficient and irredeemable and made several suggestions for improvement. I spoke to First Union President Robert Reed and started off by asking what First Union's position is on the proposed $21 million budget cut for bus services.
As a union that represents low-paid workers who use bus services, but also the union that represents bus drivers, cutting bus services we think is a backward step and something that the budget shouldn't be contemplating. Currently, we actually need to have more buses running. We actually need to pay bus drivers better so we can get more bus drivers. But to cut back both on money and on and to increase fares is an incredibly backward step and is just part of really an overall bonkers budget that this Brown budget is.
Speaking on the Brown budget, it also plans on decreasing funding to public services like libraries and the Citizens Advice Bureau. What is your position on this?
We're really concerned about that. Again, First Union, being a union of mostly low-paid workers, rely on these institutions in Auckland. Many of our members who can't afford to go to a lawyer will go to a Citizens Advice Bureau. Many of our people use the libraries rather than having to go and buy books. And there are other social and economic development things that have been cut as well, which are not so obvious as those. For example, very good programs run by the Southern and Western Initiatives of Auckland Council are being cut, as is the work of Tāraki Auckland Unlimited, which does all the economic development for Auckland. Our union has said for a long time that Auckland, particularly South and West Auckland, have economic problems similar to those in other regions of New Zealand, but central government has never funded regional development. They've said in South and West Auckland, they've said Auckland's big enough to do it itself, but now Brown is cutting that and really is cutting adrift huge populations in South and West of Auckland.
Under Brown's new budget, 13 multi-billion dollar council-owned golf courses will continue to operate at a net annual cost of $160 million to taxpayers. What is First Union's position on this?
First Union highlighted in our submission that the golf courses, for example, 13 of them cost $160 million, as you said, every year. We have said that that's where some savings could be made, and it would fill the $200 million-odd so-called hole that Brown said exists in the Auckland budget. That doesn't mean that they all be turned into housing or things like that. It's a combination of some of them. Perhaps could be used for housing, others could be used for more recreational space for all Aucklanders, not just people that play golf. And finally, those that do play golf should be actually paying the actual cost for what the cost is to upkeep those greens. So that is an area which has been left completely untouched for the people that, and usually golf is a game of the more well-heeled people. So that has been left untouched, whereas the low-paid workers of Auckland are losing transport services, are losing their CAB, are losing the great work of the Southern and Western Initiatives.
What is First Union's position on the selling of government assets, for example, shares in Auckland Airport, to meet the budget shortfall?
We've always opposed both privatisation by central government and by local government for two reasons. One is it takes away the control that government can have over strategic assets, and we can see that at the moment for central government, whereas the National Party sold off, for example, huge percentages in our various power companies, and now those power companies are manipulating the market and increasing prices. For Auckland Airport, it gives Auckland Council some say over developments at the airport, but it also is an income stream. And sure, that went down over COVID, but it's an income stream that is much more profitable than putting selling those shares and putting that money in the bank or paying debt off with it. So for us, it's a crazy decision. It makes no economic sense, and it loses the power that Auckland people, through its council, have over what sort of airport we want to see in Auckland.
Besides the golf courses and additional revenue from the airport staying council or government owned, what did the budget submission from First to Auckland Council recommend to meet the budget shortfall?
Those were the main things that it did mention. We also have been making the point that even though they say there is a budget shortfall, that actually doesn't mean that Auckland Council can't run over some years a deficit. And a number of, not First Union, but some other commentators have done the sums to compare Auckland Council, for example, to a household. And if Auckland Council was a household, it would actually have a very low mortgage. Its debt would be very easy to pay off, even with high interest rates. And so I think Mayor Brown and his colleagues are feeding us a line that we are in the middle of a debt crisis. That is absolutely wrong. And you ask what the First Union said that we could deal with that. One is that we could easily increase that debt over time, particularly if we are building assets for the future. And secondly, there is a case, we believe, for a percentage or two more on rates increase. That small amount of money that rates could go by, up by, could pay off a lot of the things that the council now say they can't afford because of their austerity budget.
That was First Union President Robert Reid on an improved budget proposition for Auckland Council.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.